KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 3 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be mostly sunny today. The high around 15, winds north at 10, giving us a wind chill around 10 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A man wanted on a Shelby County warrant for harassment in the third degree was arrested Monday in Red Oak. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 39-year-old Keith Andre Smith of Red Oak was transferred to the authority of Shelby County deputies. Smith was being held in the Shelby County Jail without bond. Two people escaped a house fire in Exira over the weekend. Firefighters from Exira, Brayton, and Audubon responded to the scene at 104 East South Street in Exira at around 3:18 p.m. Saturday. Flames had fully engulfed the home by the time the first firefighters arrived on the scene. Audubon fire crews were requested for additional manpower, tanker, and pumper trucks. No injuries were reported. The home was declared a total loss. The cause of that blaze was not immediately known. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Monday reported three arrests from over the past week. Friday night, 48-year-old Ryan Lee Cumming of Des Moines was arrested in Des Moines on an Adair County warrant for driving while barred. He was released from custody early Sunday morning after posting a $2,000 cash or surety bond. On January 17th, 55-year-old Christina Marie Miracle of Greenfield was arrested at around 7:10 p.m. by Adair County Sheriff's deputies at the Casey store in Greenfield. Miracle was taken into custody on an Adair County felony warrant for a controlled substance violation, drug trafficking, anywhere from 5 grams to 100 kilograms of meth. She was released a few hours later on a $1,000 cash-only bond. And a little after 6 a.m. on January 16th, 24-year-old Ethan James Holman of Bridgewater was arrested at an apartment in Bridgewater following a physical altercation with his girlfriend. Holman was charged with domestic assault with bodily injury first offense. He was later released on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Monday said six people had been arrested over the past week, including a man from Utah, Nebraska, who was arrested on a warrant charging him with three counts of sexual abuse in the second degree. 22-year-old Ross William Manley was arrested last Wednesday afternoon at the Douglas County, Nebraska jail. His bond at the Mills County jail was set at $75,000. Also arrested last Wednesday afternoon was 28-year-old Deshaun Sanchez of Omaha. Sanchez was arrested following a traffic stop on I-29 and charged with OWI first offense. There were two separate arrests last Thursday in Mills County, as we previously reported. 35-year-old Tamara Elizabeth Herrera Alberto of Shenandoah was arrested at the Page County Jail on a Mills County warrant for possession of controlled substance and drug tax stamp violation. Her bond set at $30,000. Also arrested Thursday was 32-year-old Tyler Eldon Buckner of Emerson for driving under suspension. This past Saturday afternoon, 44-year-old Angela Marie Wegman of Omaha was arrested in Mills County following a traffic stop. She was wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant for OWI first offense. And at around 12:40 a.m. on Sunday, 62-year-old Kenny Joseph Sousa of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was arrested on I-29 in Mills County for OWI first offense. Lynn Street and Highway 148 in Oneida were both blocked for a couple of hours Monday morning due to an accident involving a train and a semi-tractor trailer hauling grain. The accident happened a little after 8 a.m., according to Cass County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westring.
Well, what we have is here on Lynn Street in Oneida, right from the airport there. There's a railroad crossing, and a Highway Interstate Railroad train was westbound on the tracks when it struck a semi loaded with soybeans owned by the United Farmers, the elevator here in Oneida, that struck the rear duals of that vehicle, causing the grain to come out onto the ground, and there was damage to the truck and damage to the train.
Again, that happened Monday morning. The accident scene is near the Casey store in Oneida for reference. No injuries have been reported to the driver of the semi or the two train engineers. Their names were not released. The train, Westring said, sustained disabling damage.
The train's got enough damage that it's going to have to get a replacement locomotive to pull. It's going to be here a while. I got one coming, but it's going to be a while.
Elsewhere, Cass County Sheriff's Office reported on Monday the arrest last Thursday of a man from Atlantic. Deputies arrested 30-year-old Anthony Assay on charges that include possession of a controlled substance and eluding. Assay was transported to the Cass County Jail, where he was booked and held pending his later release on bond. The driver of an SUV was arrested following an injury accident that took place Sunday morning near Panora. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said an SUV driven by 42-year-old Carl Dean Snowden of Panora was found by a unit with the Panora Fire Department as authorities were conducting a search for the vehicle following a 911 call. The SUV was located at around 12:34 a.m. near the intersection of Cypress and Panorama Drive. A passenger in the vehicle, 51-year-old Amy Sue Snowden of Panora, suffered a small laceration from her hand. She was treated at the scene by Panora EMS, then transported by Panora Police to the Guthrie County Hospital for stitches. When Carl Snowden was located outside the SUV, the sheriff's deputy noticed the man had an odor of alcohol on his breath. He was later taken into custody. He tested 0.159 on the blood alcohol content machine at the Guthrie County Jail, which is twice the legal limit. Now, the sheriff's office did not list any charges. He was initially taken to the sheriff's office due to be tested, and it did mention the SUV was traveling too fast for conditions and the vehicle sustained $20,000 damage. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.